Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A very special surprise planned.
For me?
That's going to happen. For everybody. That's going to happen at some point today. Okay. I would like it to happen maybe a half a dozen times. But Jordan said, no, I can only do it one time. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. Those that listen frequently will probably know. But I can tell you this, it is going to make you feel intensely good. It is going to make you smile. It is going to make you happy. It is going to make you hearken back to the good old days.
Intensely good feeling.
Intensely. Well, don't guess now. If you think it is, tell me.
I'm guessing. I'm just...
Tell me off the air, but don't tell me what you think it is now. But
I
those
can't wait.
Of you,
I can't wait to hearken.
Those
I
of
love
you
hearkening.
That listen regularly, you can text me at 870-870 if you think you know what it is. But I'm gonna do something.
When's the last time you hearkened?
It's some art. Oh, I hearken all the time. It's some audio that is going to make you feel incredibly good. That's it, Dave. Don't say anything.
Can you only hearken back to the good old days, or can you hearken to something else?
Well, I guess it would depend on what the definition of hearken is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You said it.
You know what I wanted to say too?
What?
Second day in a row, I'm coming down Camp Street, and they got an ambulance in front of, I guess, what is going to be the former Ozanam Inn soon.
Okay.
Because I know it's closing. And it's on the police cars as well, and there should be two settings for these things. There should be daytime, and there should be nighttime. No, have you noticed that or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, sometimes the lights are so intensely bright.
You can't see anything.
It's literally blinding.
Especially at night with the windshield and all of this stuff, because sometimes the...
Yeah, it's like when the cop pulls you over and he takes that light on the front of his car and he shines it in your mirror.
That so I understand.
And then he has the flashing lights and
well,
then...
That's good. That's the idea, right? That's supposed to give the police officer the advantage. I get that. But in this case, they're doing it, and it happens with police units as well, to try to make everything safer. And you can't see a police officer on the side of the road. You can't see anything because you're blinded by these lights. And I think during the daytime they can be that bright, but there should be a nighttime setting because I don't think you really want to blind people in oncoming traffic, do you?
Yeah, that's probably not helpful.
But have you noticed that?
I've noticed.
I think they ought to do something about that. When we come back, Dave, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. When it comes to turkey, do you, how do you cook it? Is it roasted? Is it fried? Is it smoked? Or is it al dente?
Al dente? No, you can't do al dente. You'll end up staking on the toilet.
All right, then we'll eliminate that. We'll just
that
go with roasted, fried, or smoked. Your preference?
I'm a traditionalist. I'll go with roasted. I hearken back to the traditional days of roasted turkey.
I think I hearken back to roasted turkey, too. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. It's coming up sometime today. I'd like to do it twice an hour, but Jordan has limited me to only one time this morning.
You're texting us at 870-870 with guesses.
Yes, but none of them are correct. We'll be back in a flash. Tommy Tucker, Dave Cohen, Tom the Turkey.
Thank God Tom's here.
Jordan Fiegel.
Tom's
Zimmerman,
hearkening.
Josh, Tom, we have a full cast here today, don't we?
Always.
We have a quorum, and I would make a motion that we proceed when we return here.
Without objection.
WWL. Hey, look, Kevin Belton's going to be here, so get your cooking questions ready, because he's here to answer them for an hour on WWL. All right, it's 6:16. I'm Tommy Tucker, and I got to tell you, full disclaimer, if you're looking for Meet the Press today, you're not going to get it, because we're all in a lighter holiday mood, and we're going to be doing some goofing around. I told you earlier, I'm going to play a piece of audio that is going to make you feel good. It is going to make you smile. It is going to make you feel this rush of happiness, perhaps from the endorphins or adrenaline or combination therein. And you're welcome to guess if you like at 870-870. If you are a regular listener, and I'm talking about maybe going back, and this could be a hint, 10 years, you'll know what it is. And I would like to do it every hour, but Jordan Fekel says, no, I can only do it one time, so I'm going to do it one time. And he is the producer. He is the mastermind, so I got to do what he tells me. One text is playing Christmas music. Nope, that's not it. Another text says, as a police officer, I agree. As far as the lights go, night mode, day mode on our overhead lights, I too complain about them blinding other drivers. And the irony in this is that it's supposed to make everybody safer, but if you've ever passed a police unit or EMS or fire department or whatever, the lights are so blinding behind them at night, you can't see anything. Sometimes the windshield might be a little bit fogged up or dirty. Obviously, your vision at night is nowhere near as good as it is during the daytime. And somebody's going to get run over. I'm going to tell you that. Somebody else texted in, can Tim please come on the air to explain to us how LSU dropped to number two in the polls? In case you have not seen, Ohio State and LSU flip-flopped in the latest college football playoff rankings. And the reason given for that by, I guess, the chairman or at least the athletic director for Oregon is that Ohio State is a better rounded team or more well-rounded, that their offense is dead on accurate, their defense is dead on accurate and consistent. But LSU has had, I guess early on, maybe some defensive problems, and even though they come back to win a game by a large margin. I don't think it really matters one or two, does it? Other than the seating, let me get a couple of more texts here. Uh-oh, somebody guessed it right. Somebody else guessed it right. Somebody else guessed it right. Somebody else guessed it right. No, it is not. It is not the Adam Sandler turkey song, but thanks for playing. Virginia letter about Santa? No. Got to be Les Nessman. No, that's an ancient reference. Okay. You know what? One person guessed it right, and I'm not going to give their phone number on the air, but you, I thank for being a regular listener, for knowing what it is. So now, ladies and gentlemen, my Thanksgiving gift to you, a gift that will make you feel happy, that will give you goosebumps, that will make your holiday season better than it's ever been. With that, I give you...
Manning in the shotgun puts Colley in motion. Looks in his direction. It's picked off! It's picked off! It's Tracy Porter again! He's running free! He's going to go all the way! Hand out stretch! It is a Saint touchdown! 70 yards on the return! 70 yards on the return by Porter! He did it to Favre, and now he's done it to Manning!
I defy you to call me right now and tell me that that did not make you almost dizzy with endorphins and adrenaline and everything else. The kid was there watching the game with me. I jumped up. We started hugging each other, and that is the closest I ever came to passing out. Do you remember that magical moment after the onside kick? We're all wondering, well, it's close. And then you hear Jim Henderson with Tracy Porter, and he's pointing toward the end zone, and we knew at that point the Saints had won the Super Bowl. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm getting the text in. Goosebumps, couldn't get any better than that, I feel great, etc. Woohoo! You know, maybe if you want to call Jordan and tell him, let me play it again at 9 o'clock hour, maybe he'll let me, but that's totally up to y'all. 621 back in a flash, WWL, here's traffic. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thank you so much for the responses that I'm getting about playing the audio of the Tracy Porter pick. And the only other thing we ought to be able to find is get ready to party with the Lombardi New Orleans and the late, great Hokie Gaijon saying, I can guarantee you they've started already. With that being said, you know, it has been 10 years, and it's hard to believe, since the Saints won that Super Bowl. A lot of those guys no longer in the league. I think Drew Brees and Thomas Morstead are the only two Saints left from that original team. And the window's closing, man, and that's why the game against Atlanta is so important. That's why the game against the 49ers is uber important. And that doesn't mean anything about taking a ride. You can look it up. And every game from then on is so important. Because, you know, we got so close the last 2 years, right? Minnesota, and then what happened last year. I hope we can get it done this year. I sure do. Somebody texted in here and says, Tommy, fog is thick from Port Sulphur to Jesuit Bend. Be careful driving. And that is a very dangerous stretch of highway. So please, if you got any weather or driving advice like that fog thing, please give us a call, 260-1870. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. And I would really love for you, if you have experience frying a turkey, to call me right now. Because this is not about cooking, per se. This is about keeping people from, or preventing people from, burning their freaking house down on Thanksgiving, which presents a lot more problems than where are we going to seat the extra people. So please, if you fry a turkey, if you are experienced at frying turkey, or conversely, if you are a novice and this is the first time you're going to fry a turkey and you have questions because you're concerned, give us a call and we'll put you on the air. Matter of fact, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, I'd like to hear from you on this one. How do you cook your turkey? Do you bake it? Do you fry it? Or do you smoke it? And you can also, I guess, ask that question or answer it in terms of, if somebody else is cooking it, how do you prefer it? Baked, fried, or smoked? I don't think you bake it. Jordan, I think roast would be the word on air. I think we roast a turkey. I would go with traditional roast. Fried is good if I'm going to have like a little piece of it here or there, but I'd go with roasted. As it stands now, 82% are saying roasted, 18% are saying frying, and smoke is getting 0%. Now, to me, and I'm no connoisseur, smoked turkey to me tastes just like ham, and it's hard for me to differentiate. Of course, the meat is of a different texture and so forth. I don't want to go into biology here, but to me, it just tastes too much like turkey, like ham rather. So I would prefer a good roasted turkey. Somebody said, play it's good. And I guess that's when Jim Henderson talked about, I can't believe I forgot his name, the kicker for the Super Bowl. Garrick Hartley. And if you were at that NFC Championship game, it was such a magical moment because the people in the end zone knew that it was good before the people along the side, and it just made its way, the roar around the dome. And if I may hearken back here, first quarter, tied to see who goes to the Super Bowl, right? Second quarter, tied to see who goes to the Super Bowl. End of the third quarter, tied to see who goes to the Super Bowl. End of the fourth quarter, tied to see who goes to the Super Bowl. Then we go to overtime, and as if that wasn't dramatic enough, the referee was running across the field to the replay booth just about on every other play. John on a cell, tell me about frying a turkey.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir. And you?
I'm doing all right.
John, let me tell you, we only have a minute left, and this is important. I don't want anybody to burn their house down. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
And give them tips? All right, now I presume you're experienced at this?
Yeah, I've been doing it several years.
What do you think's the single most, and I know you didn't call for this, but the single happiest moment, the single most memorable moment, play, what have you, in the history of the Saints?
Well, I think you nailed it on the head.
Tracy Porter?
Yeah.
Where were you? Where were you? What were you doing when he picked that ball off?
Oh, let's see. I was sitting in my living room in Tarrytown just watching it with the family.
That's one of those moments that you will never forget in your life. For me, anyway. You?
Oh, yeah.
You'll always remember exactly where you were. All right, John on a cell, hang on. We'll talk about frying a turkey. Jimmy, Mike, Longshoreman as well, talking about Tracy Porter. Day before Thanksgiving, having a little bit fun. The serious stuff can wait. Not much of that going on anyway. Right now, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen. Dave, have you ever fried a turkey?
I have not. It seems to, I don't know what I'd do with all the leftover oil.
And I did it one time, and not only was the oil too hot, so the bird was burned.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, no, I mean, once it happens, it's burned. There's nothing you can do about it, right? And then, you know who gave me the oil a long time ago? Austin Leslie. Remember him, the chef?
I do not.
Hooked me up with 5 gallons of
peanut oil is what you're supposed to use.
Yeah, right? That's what I use. Frank's Place was based on him, as a matter of fact, if you remember that show. John on a cell. Hi, tell us about frying a turkey, the do's and don'ts.
But you gotta maintain that temperature at 350 degrees. That's very crucial.
And you gotta have obviously a thermometer in the grease to do that.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And when you're putting turkey in, it's gotta be completely defrosted. I usually take mine out of the freezer 4 to 5 days in advance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen those videos. If there's any frost or ice or any part of it frozen, you're looking at a fiery mess.
Yeah, and exactly. And even if it's completely defrosted, if you put it in too fast, it'll overflow, and that'll cause fires and explosions and stuff as well.
Because what happens is that oil hits the burner, right? And then God forbid, what happens after that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Then it's just run for your life.
When you say maintain the temperature, so after you put the bird in, the temperature is going to fall, so you increase the heat and then decrease it as you need to?
Correct.
So you got to watch this thing. You can't just...
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't fry a turkey. There's a lot that you got to do just right.
Well, and it's dangerous, too.
Yeah.
How many do you fry, John?
Typically 2 to 3.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because you do them for family members or something like that?
Exactly. And I mean, it's costly, so you might as well go ahead and try a couple of them if you got it going.
Oh, yeah, that was Mike. What do you do with the oil afterwards? Because if you're just going to buy, you know, $100 worth of peanut oil and use it for one bird, that doesn't seem efficient.
But either way, for three, what do you do with it at the end, John? How do you dispose of it?
I recycle it. I keep it, and I fry chicken wings with it afterwards. I use it over and over.
All right. Thank you, John. I'm glad you called. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, same to you.
Have a good day. Who dat is right. 640 more when we come back. 260-1870. If you got any hints on frying a turkey or any questions if you've never done it before, because...
I got a hint.
What?
Order it from a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people like to do it, though. I know people that make... you know, we used to like to get a sack of oysters the night before Thanksgiving, especially if it was cold. Open them, eat some, have a couple of beers, and then save some for the dressing tomorrow. So it's kind of like a ritual, and I can see where a lot of people similarly like to fry a turkey. Everybody gathers around, watches it, maybe has a drink or two.
What could possibly go wrong? Drinking beer and shucking oysters.
Well, nothing ever did. We had a great time.
Take off a finger.
Well, you can have a couple of beers without getting drunk. I mean, 641, we'll be back. WWL. 644, 16 before 7. Let's talk about the weather, shall we? Because it's pretty yucky outside. So you got your combination of fall... So the leaves are coming down. Then you got your combination of humidity where the concrete and the ground's sweating. So all of that gets tracked into the house, and it is a mess. But the good news is this chance for showers should go away later on today, and then it turns breezy. A front comes through, hopefully dries everything off, dries everything out, rather. And Thanksgiving now, they're saying the high should be in the mid to upper 60s, which is better than 80, right? And it's going to begin with lows on the North Shore in the upper 40s, mid 50s on the South. And that happens overnight tonight and tomorrow morning. Talking about frying a turkey and ways to do it and ways not to do it. Karen, hey, you're on WWL. Good morning. Hey, Care. What do you say, Karen? All right, we're going to put Karen on hold, and we're going to go to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, you're on WWL. Good morning.
What's up, Tommy?
How you?
Man, can't complain.
You a turkey fryer?
I am. I actually took over the turkey cooking tradition from my uncle, because everyone loved my turkey frying.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, like what John was saying, that's pretty much it. Just got to pull the turkey out early, let it defrost, and what I do is, peanut oil, 350 degrees, 3 pounds per minute. Never go higher than a 16-pound turkey. Good rank of a good turkey is about a 14-pound turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go more, never 16, and have a fire extinguisher outside with you just in case. But anytime you put that turkey in, you got to go real slow. Never use a tomato-based sauce for it. If you're going to inject it, use butter-based Cajun injector or Louisiana injector. For turkeys and
tomato sauce. What the hell are you talking about?
There's this Cajun powder. I say tomato sauce, but just anything that's kind of watery.
Yeah.
It will make it boil faster.
I got you.
And it could explode. out of the pot.
I thought you had a new tradition for me, Jimmy. Tomato sauce and turkey. No. That doesn't seem to go.
Tomato and the gumbo.
Hey, real quick, what do you think the number one side dish is for Thanksgiving in America?
Man, ever since I married into my wife's family, oyster dressing.
You got it right. It's stuffing slash dressing. So thank you. I don't know if stuffing means necessarily that you put it in the bird when you cook it, which a lot of health experts will tell you is a big no-no. Hey, Longshoreman, good morning. You're in WWL.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How you doing, my buddy?
I am all right. You?
Well, look, it was like I was reporting, it's like pea soup over here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Oh, is it?
Portugal, yeah, pretty thick. I'd say good visibility, probably no more than 400 feet.
Wow, be safe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody needs to slow down. If you got fog lights, put your fog lights on. Just slow down, everybody, and let's get to work and get home safe.
Exactly. But, what are you going to pick up, 2 minutes?
What's that?
What are you going to pick up by driving crazy, 2 minutes?
Right, exactly.
Probably. Against killing yourself or somebody else. What do you want to say about Tracy Porter?
Man, what I want to say about Tracy Porter is I miss him, and I'm sure a lot of the Who Dat Nation misses him. Boy, but the play and the play-by-play call from Jim Henderson, especially the one from the Super Bowl with Hokie, when I hear those played every once in a while, it still brings tears to my eyes. That was the most one of the sweetest calls ever, right? I mean, get ready to party with the Lombardi, and, man, hopefully we can go back and do it this year. Right, Tommy?
Hang on, Longshoreman. Here we go. Hang on. Here we go. That'll teach Jordan to leave the room to get a cup of coffee. Back to the phone lines we go, talking about frying a turkey, do's and don'ts. And if you've never done it, there are no dumb questions because you don't want to set anything on fire. Mike, hey, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy.
What's
up?
How
you doing?
I'm well, sir.
Hey.
How you?
Oh, pretty good. A lot of the other callers came up with, you know, some of the very important points, making sure it's fully defrosted and all. What they didn't bring up is season your turkey the night before because you want it to soak into the bird. If you season it the morning just before you drop it in, it just all washes away in the oil.
Huh.
So to get the best taste in bird, you season it the night before, either with the injector or whatever your seasoning du jour might be.
Well, how do you season yours, Mike?
Well, I use the Cajun injector with butter recipe, like the other guy said. And then I also take, and on the outside of the bird, I make a mixture of a little bit of salt, a little black pepper, a little paprika, and some garlic powder. And I rub that all over the skin and that kind of sticks some under the skin.
Yep.
So that all gets absorbed into it. So you're not just tasting, you know, turkey. You got some flavor in there.
Somebody told me they do a side dish. I don't know if it was on the air or a friend, where they take the turkey skin and, in essence, make turkey cracklings, and then I think they put it on top of some kind of casserole or something. I don't know, but that sounded delicious to me. How many birds do you fry, Mike?
Usually, I'll do two or three when I'm doing it. Sometimes I bake, and then for Thanksgiving, I usually bake a turkey. For Christmas, I usually fry a turkey.
What about smoked turkey?
And I do not like smoked turkey.
Man, I'm going to tell you what.
A lot of people do. Personally,
well,
I don't.
Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking, how do you cook? How do you like your turkey? And smoking is getting 0% right now. 75% are saying roasting, 29%. Well, it doesn't add up. But the rest are saying fry. To me, it tastes like ham. And sometimes, and I don't look, those of you that smoke turkeys and sell them, God bless you. But to me, it can get a little bit rubbery.
I got one other point. Turkey displacement in the oil.
Yeah.
If you don't know where you should have your oil in your pot, before you do the mistake of putting too much oil and having the turkey make it boil over, take your turkey, put water in the pot, and immerse your turkey and see where the water comes up to. Then take the turkey out, and you can see on the pot where you need to have your oil at so that when you put the turkey in, when you're ready to fry, you're not having too much oil in there, and you don't have that boil-over effect.
Makes a lot of sense. Mike, would you care to guess what America's second most popular side dish is on Thanksgiving? Stuffing dressing.
Cranberries.
What's that?
Cranberries.
Oh, no, Mike, I'm sorry. But thanks for playing, okay?
Okay.
We have some leftover turkey oil for you.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye. All right. Tomorrow morning, I will tell you this, and they do this every year, and it's pretty nice. You can join Bob Mitchell, Monica Pierre for Happy Thanksgiving, New Orleans, and call in, share your Thanksgiving traditions, favorite dishes, and desserts. Is your family dining in and out? Basically, what we do is we put our family, our radio family, on with yours. And like New Orleanians do, we just kind of spend it together and talk. Plus, what are you most grateful for, personally, for our city, state, or country? And who or what gets you vote for Turkey of the Year and Hero of the Year? It's a holiday tradition. Bob Mitchell and Monica Pierre tomorrow morning, 6 till 8 a.m. right here on WWL-FM, AM, and .com. And I just got to tell you, I was thinking on the way in today, and, you know, we talk about third world problems, first world problems, et cetera. For the most part, we're all pretty damn blessed, and I hope we can realize how lucky we are. A lot of that had to do with the, you know, the roll of the dice and where we were born and the opportunities we had. But for the most part, man, I think we got a lot to be thankful for. We'll be back. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.